Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coming up on the Holderness Family Podcast, we take a lot of chances. And today's topic is all about what we've learned when trying to start something new. We should try to put all of these things across the finish line before starting another thing.
I'm officially not starting anything else.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
Until January.
Oh my God. Kim has a particular term for the stage she's in right now.
I'm in the suck stage right now.
Right.
And we get real about how to do this together.
Do you know why we're writing this book? Can we give a shout out to the people who are listening?
Yeah.
It's because of you guys. We're writing this book because people have decided to listen to this podcast. And away we go. Hi there, I'm Penn Holderness.
And I'm Kim Holderness.
And thank you for being here for our favorite thing that we do, which is a podcast where the two of us have time to actually sit down and talk in front of each other.
Yeah, and on to the show. Good morning.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. What
sorry.
Was that?
Well, I'm right. Off to a bad start. I mispronounced baby.
Hey, baby.
It's 8:09.
Yes. Hello, everybody listening. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's 8:09 in the a.m. Mm-hmm. Just dropped the kids off. So on my way to school, something happened that I want to discuss.
Yeah?
Okay. Why is everyone freaking? This is not an ad for them. But it's the third reference I've heard in the last 24 hours because we happen to have a Wegmans in our hometown now. They were talking about it on the radio like it's going into space. Like
it's
the first time you've ever been into orbit. People are talking about it's a grocery store.
You know what we should do, honey? We need to plan, but like not on a Friday night, but we need to plan like a day date to walk around Wegmans. It's the most adulting thing I've ever said.
Okay.
And by the way, we had an election recently in our town for like mayor and city council seats. It's very important. We voted. And I think they decided that more people showed up to the opening of the Wegmans than voted in our town. So democracy at work, guys.
I love you.
I will go to.
And today we're going to talk about how to build something new, like start a new business or invent something amazing, and what it takes not only for the person who's come up with that idea, but also for the person who's married to or who loves that person. And it requires a lot of blind faith, and we'll talk about that. I will follow you to the end of the earth when it comes to these things we're talking about in the podcast. I will never, ever go on a date to a grocery store.
But honey,
this is
like
happening
a flower
though.
They're like their beer section. It's great.
Awesome. You know where else there's a good beer section?
Where?
A bottle shop that sells beer as a specialty. And I guarantee you Wegmans bottle shop
Anyway, if you guys are listening from communities that have this type, I'm a Publix girl, by the way. So like, I don't know if I can really lean into the Wegmans hysteria. If it was a Publix opening down the street, I might lose my mind. So we'll see.
Well, people keep saying to me, oh, you don't get it. Like, yeah. Until you've been there, you don't get it. I do get it. It's a grocery store,
okay.
Right? Like, I'm going to go at some point, but I'm not going to wait in line or, like, make an appointment to go. I'm going to go when someone says, can you pick up some grapes? And it happens to be the closest grocery store.
You were very passionate.
It's not. It's never the closest grocery store.
You're passionate about this. I see you. I hear you.
It's just this crazy time
right now. Let's get started. Let's get to work here. Let's do our work.
Okay.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to talk about starting something new. In particular, a business or a venture. Or
a side hustle.
A side hustle. Or just, you know, following through on that cocktail party conversation that you have with someone that starts with, you know what should be invented right now, comma, and then having a couple of drinks to the point that you actually say, oh, wow, I'm going to do that. And then like 0.0001% of those things actually happen.
Right. Okay. So I think Penn's looking at me at this point because there are two types of people, I believe. There are people that have that start everything and have no fear of starting. I think it's rarer for those people that start to finish. So there's people that don't fear starting and then maybe peter out and don't finish. And then I think there are some people with legitimate fear of starting. So we're going to talk about those two camps today. I actually fall into the first, which is I start everything. I have a crazy idea on a Sunday morning and by Sunday night I have a website launched. Like I start everything. Do I finish it all? I'm getting better, but not always. And they're not always great ideas.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting because most of the times when you listen to a podcast like this, it's from like the inventor of Spanx.
Right. Who's amazing.
Who's now made billions of dollars
as
from their
should.
Idea.
Yes.
We're in a different stage of that where we have ideas that we've kind of worked on, but we're not going to be able to say and look at this summer home
that I've. Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
I'm talking about the financial success part.
Oh, yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
So we don't really know if any of this is going to be worth our time.
Well, okay. So let me give you a few examples of things we've started that have been successful. We started making crazy family videos. That was an idea of mine. Like, hey, we should start this, and we're doing it. This podcast, I said we should start a podcast, and we just kind of did it. And I'm not going to say we're number one's on the charts every week, but I feel like it's grown a community and we've grown closer to this community. So I'm going to count that as successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there are things. Here are some things that we are working on that were crazy ideas that Penn is supporting me in. Okay.
When she said supporting, she made this big smile and she's looking up at the ceiling now because she doesn't know a better way to say it. I do feel like I'm supporting.
Right.
I am allowed to ask questions.
Yes. And so we have something, and the website, by the time you hear this, will be live-ish, and you can sign up to get updates about when it's released. But if you're a loyal listener here, we've talked about this travel product that I have like a patent pending for. We don't have a better name except for the holder hamper. So
you're welcome.
Yeah.
I come up with the names, people.
So the problem that was created by my family, and all great inventions start with a problem, right, is that we do travel a lot to visit my family. We get with this crazy job. We get to go some places. So we do travel a lot with my family. Every single time we were leaving clothes in hotel rooms, or my mother has sent me so many UPS boxes of like underwear, my kids' underwear and clothes and one flip-flop, and because we were just leaving stuff behind. The issue was when my kids would strip down in a hotel room or a guest room somewhere, they would just throw their clothes everywhere. They didn't have a hamper. The travel portable hampers that existed wouldn't really fit back into the suitcase. So I designed a collapsible hamper that can stand on its own. It travels flat. You pop it out. You fill it up. You compress it. So in theory, you are traveling back with more space because you've compressed your dirty clothes. It has taken a bizarre amount of time to get prototypes that function.
Yeah.
I have a very few amount of prototypes, or that I'm calling them prototypes, that I'm going to sell in this first round to get feedback. I will eventually have different sizes. But right now we're calling it the holder hamper because I think it would just make traveling easier for families.
Right.
Holder hamper. myshopify.com. We'll come up with something better. We'll just do holderhamper.com and it'll redirect.
Yeah, can't we just do that?
Yeah, it'll redirect.
Let's just do that.
That's okay.
So I'm hearing you say this, and I want to talk through kind of the chronology of it because I think it's important for us to understand not only on your mindset how to push through and how to get this done, but also how to support someone who's doing this. And I don't know that I've I've not gotten an A+ on this. It's been, part of it has been difficult because you just mentioned a fantastic idea, mm-hmm. right? That there are other things in the market for it, but I think that you've made it different enough and you've made it, I think you've made the quality even better that I think it is sellable. You put like a handle on it, which is really cool because for me, I would love to have another use for this sort of thing. And there is like, it's the one that you finally have settled on. Like you could take it to a pool. You could take it to the beach if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's a big bag.
Yeah, it's like, it's basically a bag that you can use as a hamper when you travel.
Right.
I like, my problem is I've seen, like, we've spent money on patenting. We've spent money on research. We've spent money on prototypes. And like, I'm ready to send this thing out to the world and say go, because I think it's really, really cool. And you are the smart one who is saying this needs to be perfect and exactly how we need it to be before we send it out there.
Right. So I think that the lesson here is you have a problem, you have a crazy idea. It is just, and do I have experience in textile design? No. Like, I don't have any of this. So I would say to somebody, whether it's a blog or whatever, take your ego out of it and start.
Right.
And just do it. Now, we are in this stage now, so we can get into a little bit about the guts it takes to actually start something, but we are in the stage I call right now, which is sit in the suck. I'm in the suck stage right now.
Right.
Because I'm doing websites, I'm doing Shopify sites, I'm doing things that I'm not equipped to do, and it's not fun. And I also now think, I'm like, what if this is a bad idea?
See, that's where, and that is where it's tough to be someone who's supporting it, because I see it and I see all the work, and it's been over 2 years of work now that you've done on this thing. And I see the product that you've actually got sitting in our living room, and I'm like, send it out. This is going to be amazing. Let's just send it out. Let's just give it a try. Because I think that you've finally landed on it. And so I'm probably being impatient because I want to see like if people are going to like this and quickly have an answer like yes or no. Are we going to spend more money on this, or is this going to like end up being an amazing success for us? And you are, I think, very wisely saying it's not exactly where I want it to be yet. Is that part of the suck?
I think part of the suck, so we're in the stage two, I think, of having an idea and starting something, which is sitting in the suck. So whether it's a video you're editing, it's the creative process, right? Or a blog you're writing or something, there is a really sucky stage. And I think I have a little bit of doubt right now. I have a little bit of guilt that if it's a video, then I can sit there and edit it. And if it's terrible, the only thing it's cost us is time. And yes, time is very valuable, but it's not like it's going into my grocery budget. This has cost us money.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I have applied for a patent, which is hella expensive. It's taken me a lot of time to work with this amazing textile designer, and she needs to be paid, and you know, and she deserves it. She's great. But the prototypes and ordering fabrics and stuff, it has cost us a good amount of money, and to just have this product. So it's like we've had to cut back on our budget on things for our family because I have this weird idea. And right now, I don't even know if anybody's going to like it. So that self-doubt is creeping in of like, I'm going to put this out there. These are going to sit in my living room. It's going to, like, nobody's going to buy them. Nobody needs them. I'm the only person that needs them. So I'm in the sucky stage right now. But I do know that it's a phase. I do know it's a phase. And I think that how I work past it is like chipping away. Like today, I need to schedule a photographer to take beautiful pictures of it. And I need to like do that. I need to like do a photo shoot for it. So again, more money, sorry. But I need, like, I'm in that like just doing phase.
And yet I'm still like shocked that it's that they're even sitting around, because you are an unstoppable force when it comes to these things. I really admire and love this about you. You are, even if I ask questions or bring up questions, you say nope, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this because I believe in this product. And so you have believed in this product for 2 years. The shocking part to me is, one, that you don't like leaving things around in your living room because
right, no,
you're
they've
a
been sitting
hoarder
in my
and you want
right
to like KonMari them and throw them away. And the other shocking part is that you, this doubt is creeping in because you've been so resolute for so many years about this thing. And maybe is it just because you're getting close to actually having to?
And I think that's you know why we wanted to talk about this, because I do again start so many things that the finishing part is where I think a lot of people trip and fall, and admittedly where I fall too. I will start anything. I have this online course that we're doing with our doctor, Dr. Harry Hansel, and we're in the middle of that too. We're editing all the videos. I'm in the middle of editing the videos for this course that will go live in January, and you're going to hear a lot about it. But I'm like, oh, what if this sucks too? I mean, it doesn't suck. It's really good. But I'm like, oh God, this is so much work. Oh my gosh, I could be doing something that, what if this doesn't make us any money? What if this costs us money? Because, you know, this has cost us money. Like, we've had to shoot these videos and we've had to spend, like, Harriet and I have worked every single Friday. She closes her office. I don't do any other work every single Friday for the last 6 months. That's work. That's money. You know what I mean? That's cost us money to do that. So I am freaking out about that too. So I'm in this season of suck, and I just need to push through. And I have right now, I've told enough people about it that I have to push through. So that's like another tip I have, which is tell enough people that would almost tell the people that would almost shame you if you didn't finish it. And I have to believe with our silly travel product, with this online course, that it's going to help people. And that's where I come out of creating content or videos, is that if it serves people by making them laugh or it helps them in a certain way, that makes my day. And will we be on Shark Tank or will we be on, like, in Target with these? I hope so. I really hope so, but it may not be.
By the way, are either of those things good things, being on Shark Tank or being in Target? I mean, I know that's everyone's brass ring. That's what they want. They want to either be on Shark Tank or they want to be in Target with something they've come up with. Both of those things have their, I mean, they're great, but neither of them are perfect solutions to something, are they?
I think that's where I'm so goal oriented, and that there's no finish line necessarily that I've established with this hamper. I think we can certainly sell it on our own. Right. And
right.
So but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the, I don't know how. And so maybe somebody's listening. They're like, oh, I want a supply chain operation.
That's not why we're doing this, by the way.
No,
I don't want
no.
you to think that this is like but.
No, but it's about, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the brass ring is. I would love to create something and see it in the store.
I think that's going to happen. We just have to, you know. Like, there's that, we got to get out of that season of suck. Like, they're sitting in our living room. We've got to.
I know.
And this is honestly, you and I, we sometimes we're like ships passing in the night because I have a lot of work I have to do as well. And most of my work is on our primary business, which is the creation and editing of videos. But this is the first I've heard about a website.
Yeah.
That's going live next week.
But it's right now, you could go to the website and enter your email address for updates once we're live. But we're working on it right now.
Oh, so you're. Okay, but like on Monday, you'll be able to buy it?
No.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so
no, but you can sign up for updates. So the finishing part is, I think, for me, the hardest part. There are some type of personalities that just like they start and finish, and that's what they do. That is not my personality. My personality is to, like, at this point, acknowledge that there is some doubt and there is some, but just to do it anyway. And I'm right now in the just finish it, just do it anyway stage. And for me, that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
And I don't have advice on that except for working your way through the suckiness of it. Did you just burp?
It was more of like a stomach swallow through coffee, probably just a little bit of acid reflux.
A stomach swallow?
A little bit of acid reflux.
Okay.
This conversation gives me a little bit of anxiety.
Why?
You look like you're drinking a bottle of red wine,
I'm
like white wine right
Pellegrino
now.
I'm drinking Pellegrino out
looks,
of a glass
looks
bottle.
Looks like you're chugging a Chardonnay.
Because Dr. Harriet doesn't want me to drink out of plastic bottles. I only drink out of glass or stainless steel.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
Go ahead.
This gives me anxiety because I, first of all, like being in that season of suck with you, because whether or not it was my idea, which it wasn't, it was your idea, we're in this together, mm-hmm. right? Because this affects our combined budget. It affects our ability and time to do other things.
Yeah.
I want to be super blindly supportive. I want to motivate you. I have learned in the past that if I have like doubts about something, I should be quiet, because when I've said like, are you sure this is a good idea in the past from these ideas, it's actually ended at some point in, you know what? I'm going to do this myself. You go do you. I'm going to do me. It's my money too. Mm-hmm. See you soon. You're right that it is your money.
Right.
Right. It's like we everything we do half and half. It's, mm-hmm. it's our money, but it's also your money. So, I don't know how to say, I don't know how to mention limiting factors when it comes to these things. And I also don't think I'm always right about them. So I usually just keep my mouth shut. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's a tough tightrope to walk.
It is. And I think what I'm really bad at is, so we did this board game, which is still being kicked around, by the way. So another idea we had was to do a Kickstarter for a board game. We called it Family Showdown. It was a funded Kickstarter. We sent them out. We sold the additional ones on Amazon. And they sold out on Amazon. And we needed, it came time to do a reprint. The local company that helped us reprint they'd make all the Pokemon cards. And so they basically said, like, we can't do small projects anymore.
Because when the Pokemon Go app exploded,
yeah.
people started buying those cards again, which they didn't used to buy as much of.
Right.
So there was this, like, waterfall cascade effect of the success of that app.
And
that
so
all of a sudden they couldn't do that work for us.
And because we were doing it locally, and like which we kind of needed to do because we're such a small operation, and we stumbled. And there were our mistake was the game was so heavy that it cost so much to ship. So we didn't make a ton of money on it. And obviously you're doing this to make money. And so we needed to redesign the game, and we have not found, we're not game designers. So we've talked to Mattel, we've talked to Hasbro, we've talked to these people who either wanted complete ownership of it or we're like, meh, this is good, but they're into like these food games now. Like they're not into board games now. That's not what they're selling.
They're more like into challenges. That right. seems to be the
yeah. And yeah. so we have so anyway. So that it needs a redesign, but I won't drop it. Like maybe that's a bad idea that's costing us money, but I keep the board game thing in the conversation, and I won't drop it. I'm really bad at knowing when to get.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get out of like a friendship relationship that's toxic or a business opportunity that's toxic. I just don't give up.
And I believe that sometimes when I tell you, hey, I think this is maybe time to cut bait and move on to something else, it's not always met with non-passive-aggressivism.
I know.
And so I don't know how to say that. I want my opinion to be valued by you. I also want you to know how much I love and support you, and I'm so much admiration of what you're doing. But there's got to be something like if I was you and I'm this person who needs to clear the deck. And I've told you this before, that if there's a project that we're starting on, if it's not finished, I kind of lose my mind a little
bit. So that's what
I've got to get. I've got to get it done. And I've got to get it across the finish line.
Penn is somebody that he can't sleep until things are finished.
Yes.
Whereas I can leave things half done and be fine.
Right. Yeah. And so I think that the attic of your brain might be a bit cluttered when it comes to these ideas. And they're all great ideas. But there's the online course. There's the hamper. There's the board game. There's the podcast. That's kind of decluttered now, right? We figured that out, right? Mm-hmm. There's another show concept that you're working on that actually came out this morning that I really, really like that, like, I'm so glad that we kind of cleared the deck on that one.
Well, so I also had this idea with this Craftbusters Facebook page where we try all these weird things. Well, we've made good friends with this amazing woman, Monica, with East Coast Creative, and she's on the Today Show, and she does stuff with Ryan and Kelly. Like, she's all over the place. And she, like, flew down here and did crafts with us. She did 5 episodes.
Yeah, it was really
fun.
But
again, it's one of those things that is going to cost us money. It's going to – but I'm like, what if people like this?
Right.
What if people will watch this? Like, what if sponsors – like, what if Michael's Arts and Crafts wants to, like, sponsor that episode? Like, so that was another investment of time and money.
Yeah, I love it, and I'm proud of it. The only reason I'm listing these things is because – if you and I had like a Freaky Friday situation with Jennifer Garner and whoever,
I
like
love that movie,
and we like switch places, I think it's called 30 again or something.
13 going on 30.
Yeah,
but I think it's not to switch the Freaky Fridays with like Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. I think they did.
I mean, it's a well trodden.
Oh yeah. Okay. Anyway, this
I think I would ask to trade back like immediately just because that attic would be there, like it would be sitting in my brain, which, you know, really isn't that's not really what the show is about. It's switching bodies and not brains. Has there been a movie where you just completely switch brains
and not bodies? There is now. Hey, that's a good idea. Let's start that.
You know,
let's do that.
So I think for maybe for your well-being, maybe not letting anything else in the attic until we come up with solutions for the other things. And you have done a great job. Like we're almost at the finish line with the online course, it seems like, right? And the board game was a good example. Like that might just be like a fun thing that we did that, you know, we just learned there were so many moving parts that maybe that's not something that's worth all of our time to work on. Even though I love the concept, and we did sell over 1,000 of them, and people have them in their homes and they send us pictures using them and it's great. But we didn't know that an entire business could get submarine because of the cost of paper cards.
Yeah, that like it was one of those like you don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And we did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's so funny. Like we're at the point now with that hamper. Like where like does a box – like that was part of the manufacturing. You had to figure out the box that you're shipping it in. It's stuff that you never thought that you would think of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying give up and walk away. I'm saying that – and this is just me talking to you with love that like we should try to put all of these things across the finish line before starting another thing.
100%. I'm officially not starting anything else.
Well, that's wonderful to hear.
Until January.
Oh my God.
Because by January, Hamper will be out.
We're writing a book too, by the way.
Oh yeah, guys. Oh, I forgot about that. Guys, we are inches away. By the time you hear this, we will hopefully have signed a contract with a publisher.
Contract.
What'd I say?
A contact.
See, my brain's not working. Aren't you good? Are you excited to read a book with me? I use words good.
It's
reads good words.
That is another thing I'm really excited about because it's a lot.
That is probably the thing I'm most excited about.
Do you know
why
we're writing this book? Can we give a shout out to the people who are listening?
Yeah.
It's because of you guys. We're writing this book because people have decided to listen to this podcast. And it's about being married to each other. And it's about how to communicate openly. And that's all that we do on this show for the most part. It's not a show, it's a podcast, but and so thank you, everyone.
Yes. I want to dive in here because I think part of this podcast that I love and adore is giving people real, tangible, this worked for me life experience lessons. And to go back to the starting thing, I have many friends, I would say off the top of my head, 5 different women in my life that I love and adore, but have been talking about starting blogs.
Or books.
Or books.
Yeah.
For the entirety of our friendships. And they're like, I don't know. I mean, I can't. I was thinking about the name and I was like thinking about. And so that is nothing that ever holds me back. Like, I am not somebody that needs it to be perfect. I just go for it. So what I think, my advice to these dear friends of mine and to now you, the listener, if this is something you struggle with, is get over yourself. Because you can start a blog right now. Do you know, first of all, do you know how hard it is to get people to watch a video or to start a blog or to read a blog? It is really hard. So if you started one, I can guarantee you, if you didn't tell anybody about it and you didn't share it, nobody would read it, because it's like, there, it's so hard to get somebody without telling anybody. So I tell them, start your blog. You can always change the name later. Start it. Get in the practice of writing. Right? Is it going to be once a month or once a week or once every 2 weeks? Get in that habit and keep publishing things. And by accident, people might stumble upon it. But I can guarantee you, like, it is not, you are not going to, like, if you're embarrassed by trying and your first posts are terrible, which they're going to be, nobody will see it. Okay? Until you tell your friends about it, until you share it on Facebook, right? But also something else is, it's going to suck in the beginning. You are not going to be great at something new the first time out of the gate. Our first prototype on this hamper was hysterically bad. Oh my God, it was so bad. Our first prototype of the board game, our first, like, our first videos that we made as a family,
you can't watch them.
Yeah, but like, not even Christmas jammies. And we come from a video background. They were terrible. You should do it anyway.
Right.
And also, the last thing is, think about the people you would help with your story. And again, if it's a product, if it's an Instagram feed, if it's a blog, if you feel like sharing your story could help somebody, like, you're selfish to keep it to yourself, I think, a little bit, you know? And I think that that is what motivates me. When I get a little overwhelmed, I wake up really early to work on this online course. And when I'm writing stuff, I'm like, you know what? I know people this could help. And so, like, that's what motivates me to kind of to get through it.
So I'm trying to go through the list of things. I think it's a good list. And I don't think I've ever written this down before. But it sounds like get over yourself is your first piece of advice. Mm-hmm. Like, once you have an idea, get over yourself and do it. It sounded like you were also saying promote it. Make sure and promote it. Make sure and let people know that this is what you're doing. Don't just tell nobody about it, right?
No. I think I love you and your ADD. I think it was actually quite the opposite. Is, if you are not ready for the world to hear it, do it and don't tell anybody about it.
Oh, okay.
Just enjoy and, like, get in the practice of publishing, get in the practice of taking pictures, get in the practice of doing all that stuff, and you don't have to tell the world about it, just to practice.
Okay, so do that, get started, and then you said sit in the suck. Which is,
yeah, and that's like phase two, which is, like, I think part of the creative process is you have to hate it a little bit.
Right.
I think that even our videos, there's not one video that you've finished editing, like, that I've watched, and sometimes we put things out the next day, or sometimes we spend 3 or 4 days editing them, but we have a video that's going to come out maybe in the next week or two about autumn and this whole Christmas. And we've never worked ahead on a video. But I officially don't like it anymore because I've seen it so many times. I'm like, oh, this is terrible. They're gonna ask us to leave the internet. This is so cringy. This is terrible. You have to, like, you will hate it a little bit
if you spend too much time on it. That's true.
Not even if you spend too much time on it, but just, like, in that season of doing it.
Yeah,
it is. Your first draft is never good. What, no matter what, right? I mean,
I think sometimes it's good. I think 99% of the time you have to make a ton of changes. And to your point, it's definitely, the more time you spend on it, the harder it is to have that feeling that someone who's never seen it before will have when they go, oh, this is kind of interesting, or this is kind of cool, because you've been living inside of it for days, sometimes weeks. And if it's the case of a product, it sounds like years you could be living inside of that space.
Yeah. And then I would say for the finish line, there are things we've gotten across the finish line. We got the board game across the finish line. Like, we've taken these things across the finish line. I think it's the act of, like, for me, it's some accountability. And you are being very gracious, but you'd be like, hey, so we have these, we have 100 hampers sitting in our living room still. So what are we doing with that? And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I would say tell enough people so they, I mean, I'm not going to say shame, but that they ask about your progress. And join, there are so many Facebook groups. There are writers workshops on Facebook. There are creators groups on Facebook that they have accountability groups. They have people, strangers. And I think this is one of those things where, just like in a diet and a nutrition upgrade, I don't think your best friend is your best accountability partner. Because I know with my best friend, I love you, Lizzie. But she has been talking about starting a blog, and I let her off the hook every time. Because I'm like, oh, girl, no, you got so much going on. Don't you? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm not a good accountability partner for her, but a stranger would be, right?
Right.
So,
and that's kind of like when I tell you that you look really cute in a dress, you don't listen to me. But then if like some random person in the supermarket tells you that, you're going to listen to them more anyway.
So join a group or find an accountability partner that is not your best friend I have to say Harriet is amazing, Dr. Hansel.
But you guys don't chat when she shows up.
I love her so much. No, she's become a good friend.
I know.
But the way she operates is so different than I do.
It's great, actually.
No, I love it. I love it. But she is all business. And so the reason why this is getting across the finish line with, I know it seems like it's taken a long time, but the way I would probably take 2 years to do this, the way it's getting across the finish line now is because she's like, let's get it on the calendar. Let's do it. She's a doer.
Right.
And it's amazing.
I think that particular venture has gone faster, has been more efficient. And like that sounds like a good partnership for you.
100%.
So I've got some do's and don'ts that I've been sitting here thinking about.
Okay.
For when you are the support system for something like this, because it's very possible that this is a family venture. There's a lot of husband and wives who come up with ideas. There's a lot of best friends who come up with ideas. And sometimes one person's main job is to be the support system and to do other things. And that's kind of what I am. Mm-hmm. So I've got one do and I've got one don't. Mm-hmm. And I haven't been great about this. But I think that you do need to have an upfront conversation about money.
Yeah.
Instead of waiting until, instead of saying, you know what, go ahead. And then a year passes and saying, how much have you spent on this? And then you hear the number and you fly off the handle. Mm-hmm. That's on you if you're the support staff. You should have asked about this beforehand, right?
Right.
And the other person certainly should not be hiding that, which you haven't been doing.
No, I've been honest and it's been embarrassing, but yeah.
But like, I think early on in the process when we were doing this, like especially for the hamper, I think at one point I was like, so how much have you spent so far? And you told me, and I went, what? And kind of lost my mind. Like, why are we doing this? And so I think you do want to have an early conversation about money. Mm-hmm. Here's what you do not do if you're the support staff. At no point should you make a joke about, like, right now, with the money we've spent right now, you probably are going to need to sell this first hamper for $175,000 because then you'll make your money back. That's how much we need you to buy our hamper for, because that's passive aggressive. It's stupid. And
he did that in front of our neighbors, which made me feel really good too.
And it's completely missing the point of like why you do research for things. So I'm saying that was a mistake that I made. I was trying to be funny. And I think at the core of it, I was probably a little bit angry at how much money had been spent. And it was, I'm sorry about that.
No,
and by the way, it's not $175,000. I was jokingly saying that.
No. Oh my God. No, nobody should. No. Anyway, but it's funny that this episode is all about saving for retirement, because I literally, this was like the money that earmarked that we save every month for retirement.
Yeah.
Instead we did this.
And who knows? Like, what if we look back on this in a year and this is what we retire on? Like, what if this is a huge hit?
I know.
You're having a tough time even imagining that right now, though, because you're right in the middle of the suck.
And I'm in the middle of the suck, and that's why I think those, you know, there was a couple people any woman I've told this, you know, talked to about this, are like, oh my gosh, I love it. But it's the dudes that, you know, you have a couple, I'm not going to say a couple. You have like all your friends work in finance and they do like venture capital stuff. And I would ask them advice on like, how does that work with an investment partner and stuff like that? And they all looked at me. They're like, a hamper? What? So no dude understands it. And no dude understands why I, which is what, anyway, it is, you have to believe in it enough that when people tell you it's a bad idea, that you have to keep going. And by the way, it may be a bad idea. We're just in it. I'm in the suck right now.
And once you get out of there, we'll figure it out. And I think here's one more piece of advice for the support staff. If it's over, you know what I mean? If it ends, don't say I told you so.
Yeah.
Don't be a butthole about that.
I know. I was
editing. Don't say I told you so.
I spent like 2 full days editing these videos for the course with Harriet. And I was over the sound of my voice. I was over me. I was so annoyed just watching myself for that long. And I just looked at him and go, baby, this has taken me so long. What if nobody likes this? Like, what if this doesn't help anybody? What if nobody even sees this? And he's like, it's okay. Like, you gave me a sweet hug and you were very sweet.
I don't think
it.
I was patronizing.
No,
Simon. That's what you sounded patronizing.
No,
there.
No, you were very sweet about it. But I really, honey, I'm sorry if all this stuff that these crazy ideas don't work out. But
honestly, like, it's, you know what, we have started a business that has given us enough money that we're not like mortgaging our house for this.
No,
right?
I would never do that. I would never do
and
that.
And so we're, I think we're spending it sensibly. I think, you know, we're like, if you think you're not going to learn something from this, you're crazy. All of life is learning about something, which leads you to whatever's going to happen next. So you're learning a ton of stuff.
And I think another part of the, just like, be okay failing. And I struggle with failing,
right?
As we all do.
And maybe that's why I'm trying to nudge you to just do it, because there is that, I think you're at the precipice of the 10-meter dive, mm-hmm. in the Olympics, and the last thing is going to be you like having to dive head first into the water, and that's the scariest part. It's the very end. You learn how to dive, you practice, you put on a weird bathing suit, and then but then you have to jump off the platform after all this work.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing to do. And so you definitely, for a couple of these things, need to dive off the platform. And then, you know what? If you get a 10 and, you know,
you go to the Bahamas,
you win the gold medal, whatever. And if you belly flop, I mean, that's going to hurt a little bit, but
yeah,
at least you made it to the Olympics.
You're so inspirational,
it's
honey.
It's a weird metaphor, but
I mean, I feel like this is your TED talk.
Yeah. I'm just trying to be supportive.
I know. I have to say, you are... You've been a good partner in this, and
thank
you've
you.
Been
but
very
I,
patient.
But I wasn't perfect at first. I needed to learn some stuff about the support side of it. I need to learn to like shut up when I need to, and also try to find ways to offer constructive advice if I do see something that needs attention.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, anyway, so that's our retirement. TBD.
Our retirement funding is
T to the B,
and is not
to the
what
dizzle.
Our financial advisor would probably recommend.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, but before we recorded that segment, we did not tell him.
That's right.
That we are. I mean, we are saving for retirement.
Yeah.
It's just not as much as we should.
Well, I mean, like, take some chances, right? Like, do you want to bet on the stock market, or do you want to bet on yourself? Those are the options. Everyone's going to tell you to bet on the stock market right now because it's up at 27,000. Diddly do.
Diddly do.
Yeah. But, you know, like, we love betting on ourselves. It's a lot
we
fun.
Are
it's the reason why we're doing a podcast with each other right now, and I don't have to go to work at a donut factory.
Although, if you could get a job in a donut factory,
like,
I think
like
that'd
Krispy
be amazing. Oh, my gosh.
I'd be dead by now.
Because you'd eat them all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And... Yeah.
So, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you for
listening. You know, like, if you're listening to this and you made it to the end, please take a screenshot and post it on what? Snapchat? What do we do with that? I forgot. You always tell people to do something at the end.
I love it. You're so cute.
Post it on Instagram stories.
Instagram stories.
Yeah, exactly.
Tag us at the Holderness Family. So by the time the people hear this, I will be off my 1 month Instagram fast. So I will be able to like reshare and comment.
Have you been on an Instagram fast?
Yeah.
Like successfully?
Yeah.
Have you really been doing that?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
No, I'm super proud. Like, I haven't been policing this.
I know.
So, but I just kind of thought maybe that would not last a whole month. And that's unbelievable. I'm so proud of you, honey.
So by Tuesday, I'll be back up.
Great.
Be back up and mindlessly scrolling.
Okay. So if you haven't already, if you don't mind, please subscribe to our podcast. We're going to keep talking about stuff like this. We're going to update you on the products.
In this show description, I'll have the actual website where you can sign. You can put in your email address where once we're live, you can get, you'll get like an alert. We won't spam you, I promise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have like a couple of really fun episodes. Like, I don't normally tease toward episodes, but we're actually ahead on podcasts, and I'm excited about our next two podcasts.
Yeah.
One of them is about me going bald, which sucks.
So fun. And then it's amazing.
The other one is about ice cream, but ice cream is code for something else.
For sexy time.
Yeah. And it's fascinating.
Oh my gosh. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Yes. It's going to be our most popular episode ever. And I'm really psyched about it.
Okay. I love you guys.
Good luck with your ventures. Bump it up to 8, Karen.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.